Please Don't Pretend, Two Dads is the New Normal, the words of journalist Richard Littlejohn in the Daily Mail. He was reacting to news that the Olympic swimmer, Tom Daley and his husband had shared on social media. The two men announced last week that they were, quote, expecting a baby. Richard Littlejohn went on to say that he, quote, still clings to the belief that children benefit most from being brought up by a man and a woman. The remarks caused Centre Parks to announce it had stopped advertising in the Daily Mail. The commentator, Fionnuala Meredith, with us this morning. Fionnuala, good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. And mother and writer Elizabeth Hard, who herself is a donor-conceived adult. Good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you make of what Mr. Littlejohn has written, Elizabeth?
I don't think that he said anything particularly controversial. I think it's really amazing that nowadays it seems that it's controversial to say that a baby does best with his or her mother or father. And I think, you know, every child comes into the world with a mother and father. And, you know, the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child itself says every child has a right to know and be cared for by their parents. So, you know, I don't think he said anything controversial. And I think that the rights of the child are all too often forgotten in these circumstances where the focus is on the needs and desires of adults.
But do you really think that Richard Littlejohn should have criticised Tom Daley and his husband for being happy about having a baby?
I haven't read his article in detail, and I'm no fan of the Daily Mail in itself. But I don't. It would be odd if he attacked them for being happy. It's natural to be happy when a baby is on the way, and of course every baby is a blessing. That's an important thing to say, that in attacking the idea of surrogacy, you're not attacking the babies and the children who result from them. They're the ones who are often forgotten, and their feelings as they grow up and as they become adults are often ignored.
So you've written, Tom Daley's baby will be deliberately deprived of a mother, and no matter how much Tom Daley and his partner love the baby, it will not make up for the enormous loss inflicted on him or her.
Yes, I have, and I very much stand by those words. I'm donor-conceived. I grew up without my biological father, and many donor-conceived adults like myself have felt enormous loss and sense of a loss of identity growing up. Some people don't. Some people are completely fine, so I won't pretend that everyone feels the same way that I do. But I grew up with two opposite-sex parents, and this baby will grow up with two dads and no mum. And I'm not denying that they're going to be loving parents. No one's trying to cast aspersions on them in that way. But what I'm saying is that every child needs a mother and a father, ideally. Of course, sometimes natural circumstances change that, but that's the ideal. And, you know, when I was doing some reading to prepare for this interview, I was looking into Italian gay men, apparently. The Italian gay community does not accept surrogacy. Dolce and Gabbana themselves famously said that surrogacy and IVF and so on weren't a good thing. And apparently in Italy, you can't separate a puppy from its mother for 60 days because that's deemed to be cruel. But yet, for human beings, we are allowed to take a baby away from the mother, the only person they've had a biological attachment to, the mother whose heartbeat they know, whose voice they recognise, whose smell they recognise. You know, this is science. This isn't just something made up. And deliberately take that baby away from its mother and give it to someone else. I just think that that's not progress.
Fionnuala?
I think that loving families come in all shapes and sizes, and it's not up to any of us to dictate what those families should actually look like. Or even, you know, to reference the Richard Littlejohn article, he talked about the new normal. Well, what's normal? God knows which one of us is normal. I think what's most important for a child is that they get brought up in a loving family where the parents or parents, because, you know, you think of single parents here as well, where they have a parent or parents who love them, who are completely committed to them, who are willing to take responsibility for them. God knows parenthood is a really difficult job as well as a very rewarding one, but there's no more important job, really. So the important thing here is that the child is given a loving home. And, you know, that can be with two dads, two mums, a mum and a dad, single parent. The important thing is the love.
Don't you think, Elizabeth?
Well, I'm, you know, there are plenty of people like me who tell you that love is not enough. Love is great, of course, and who would say that everyone needs love? But when you're the person who has been deprived of a biological parent, that's not enough. We know if someone lost a parent, if someone lost a parent through bereavement, we'd all recognise they'd lost something, and we would feel that there was a grief and something to be acknowledged, and they would have a whole sort of system to go through, a social sort of process that they could go through in order that people could recognise what they've gone through, and they have anniversaries and whatever. But if you're someone like me who's been deprived of a biological parent deliberately, then we're not kind of allowed to be sad, and we're told, well, yes, love is enough. You've got two parents, haven't you? What are you complaining about? So this is what the problem is. It's the idea that it's all about the adults, and as long as the adults do their bit, then the child has no right to say, actually, this isn't ideal. And yes, I recognise that there are many families who are struggling with lots of different circumstances, single parents and people who are dealing with divorce. I've got that in my own family, obviously. However, recognising that something's difficult is not the same, and that people are struggling in a heroic way in certain circumstances is not the same as setting something up from the very beginning to deprive a child of what is totally natural, which is to grow up with a mother and a father where possible.
Fionnuala?
Well, that's an argument against surrogacy in general. That's not to do with the sexual orientation of the parents. And I think what a lot of people's concern with what Richard Littlejohn was saying is that he was presuming to define what was normal in terms of families. And yeah, of course, like, you know, most kids do grow up with a mum and dad. I think sometimes there's this kind of crazy anxiety that the world is somehow going to be taken over by gay parents. You know, there's a lot of paranoia, I think, around this issue. I don't think that any of us should feel threatened by the existence of gay parents. And we can't also assume anything about how good or bad Tom Daley and his partner or husband will, you know, how good or bad they will be as parents. I hope that they'll be great parents. But the important thing, as I say, is the love and commitment and stability and care that you're going to be willing to give the child, however that child was conceived. And, you know, I think that people are amazing and can do that,
think an ideal
whatever their orientation.
Do you think an ideal situation, Fionnuala, is with a mother and a father?
No, I wouldn't say that was the ideal, because I wouldn't presume to judge. What's vital is the care. What's vital is the love that's given and the upbringing that the child has.
So you don't think, you know, that a, you don't think that a mother is a different experience than a father?
Yeah, I think a mother can give a different kind of care to a father, but I don't think any of us should be prescribing what that should be or what that is. You know, we're all individuals above all else. So I don't think that we should be assuming that a mother gives a very specific kind of care or that a father gives a very specific kind of care.
What do you feel? Can you put words to what you feel you missed out on, Elizabeth?
Well, I did grow up with a mother and father, but, you know, I've heard from people who have been... It's rare to have adults who have been brought up by gay parents, because there aren't so many. It's much more of a recent thing. So people aren't yet coming through the system to say how they feel about it. But those who have spoken out have said they were brought up by loving parents. I heard a talk by a woman called Heather Barwick, who was brought up by two mums, but she always felt the lack of a father. So that her mothers were loving, that wasn't the issue. I think she was even actually the subject of a book about intended for lesbian parents bringing up children. But she always felt the lack of a father, because I think there's a complementarity between men and women and the way they parent, and children experience this as well. And just to get down to the nitty-gritty, you know, if they're having a little girl, who's going to tell that little girl about the changes she's going to go through in puberty? Who's going to go out and buy her first bra with her? You know, as a woman, I would not have wanted to do that with a dad or with any man in my family. It had to be with my mother. And I really
can't
believe...
You don't think gay men have friends?
Well,
female
they do,
friends?
But it's not quite the same. It's so
aunts
extremely
and uncles
embarrassing.
And grannies and...
Yeah, fine, yeah. But if you haven't gone through that and you don't know how extremely embarrassing it is to be a teenage girl going through those changes, many, many girls... I mean, it's not that I was, you know, extremely weird, but... In my experience, I did not want to share that with anyone except my own mother, because it was very embarrassing and very personal. And, you know, I agree with the other speaker that we're not talking about what sort of parents Tom and Dustin are going to be. That's not the issue. The fact is that all the love in the world cannot compensate for the fact that child will grow up without a mother.
Listen, thank you. Elizabeth and Fionnuala, thank you very much.